why is NASA using ancient, by aerospace standards, technology? Do you want me to answer my rhetorical question, or do you want to take a stab at it?
Well, you know what? I don't want to say it was budget,
no.
but that is always that possibility. You don't believe that?
Well, the richest country.
I don't know why. I assume they've upgraded it, haven't they?
Well, yeah, but not really. Here's a very serious problem, and that's part of the problem that I was discussing over the weekend with Ian. It turns out that remember the sensor fuel problem that kicked us back in time.
Yes.
Several times.
Yes, and they had to replace it a couple times, didn't
right.
they, the sensors?
Well, it turns out that these are derived from Apollo, which shows you how old they are in terms of design. And they were built in the 70s. They were manufactured in the 70s, and they've been sitting on shelves waiting to be used in this shuttle system, right?
Right.
It turns out that inside these little sensor boxes, there are electronic circuits plated with, get this, tin. And if there's any electronics people out there who are familiar with 70s electronics, you know that in all the commercial applications, tin was discontinued because over time, George, this is going to sound amazingly, you know, coast-like and weird, tin grows whiskers. It grows little metallic fibers of tin in crystalline form that sprout out, just like you were looking at sprouts on a kitchen table that, you know, your son or daughter brought in for a school project. And over time, those tin whiskers will short out the electronics that they're made of.
That's an amazing story. I mean, they would arc in everything else.
Exactly. Now, here's where it gets worse, because I had an email from a source at Cape Canaveral who has a family member deeply involved in this whole tin 1970s electronics issue. And he sent me this very long email after I was on the air the other night saying, Mr. Hoagland, this is one of the problems that you obviously were not discussing. And he gave me this really interesting primer, some of which I already knew, but the real problem is that there are tin-plated circuits, circa 1970s, all through the shuttle system. You can't just take out a box and put in a brand new 2006 box and have it work, because the whole thing was designed with 70s technology, and to redo the shuttle at that level, you basically have to build a new shuttle, which Congress is not about to do, nor the administration to ask for. So here's the gamble that we're running now when we fly each one of these missions having nothing to do with foam, with engines, with aeroframe, with tile, any of the things we've heard about, okay? His assessment, this expert's family member's assessment, was that it's Russian roulette now, because every launch you have vibrations, and the vibrations in zero gravity will break off these little whiskers in these tin-plated electronics boxes, and they float around in zero gravity, and you could have a catastrophic arcing short circuit failure, which could literally doom the shuttle in orbit even before it could get to the space station. So this is why we got to retire this thing and get on with 21st century technology. And back to my rhetorical question, why are we in this pickle tonight? It's because, despite all the rhetoric, George, we apparently, from administration to administration to administration, didn't really put the priority on NASA that everybody thought NASA had. And what have we been doing with money in space if we haven't been putting it in NASA? Well, that's a very good question, is it not?
It's probably for military purposes,
yes.
Richard.
Yes. I think there are two space programs. I think this almost axiomatically proves there are two space programs. There's the real program that we never get to see, and then there's NASA. And NASA got the short shrift because it's really only a false front Western town, and I have to commend every one of these astronauts who gets into this thing knowing that they're not number one, knowing that they're really the illusion to keep secret the real space effort of the United States government.
If you had your druthers, how would you fix all of this, and how long would it take?
I would cancel the shuttle program tomorrow.
Immediately, the whole
Immediately.
Thing. Done. Okay.
Yeah. And I would shift the resources over to the Vision, the new heavy lift launcher, which is shuttle-derived technology. That doesn't mean that it's going to have the same electronics, because when we say shuttle derived, we're talking engines, tanks, you know, hardware, big hardware. And I would also, you know, fund the CEV, the crew exploration vehicle, which is the follow-on to the Apollo missions and spacecraft that Griffin called Apollo on steroids. And I would actually, you know, if we were living in a really open society where the space effort was not secret and the one we see is on the cheap and the one we never see gets all the money, I would fund in NASA a vigorous, aggressive, anti-gravity space technology program. I would try to come up with something a little bit better and a little less dangerous than rockets, which go all the way back to the Chinese thousands of years ago and haven't really been improved, because you can't improve them.
I read that this thing was burning off a half a ton of fuel a second.
Yep.
I mean, that's enormous.
Yes, it's a little bit more than our SUV.